Perish is shira'an o bishlam b'mayim. So you cook fruit. Al pi shenichnas tama pri b'mayim. Even though the taste of the fruit gets into the liquid. Einu mevarach oso hamayim ela shehakol. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch, remember we said 2 days ago that you squeeze the juices out of an apple or out of an orange. The halacha is that it's a shehakol, right? It's considered the zeya of the fruit. However, now he says if you cook the fruit and out from the fruit comes, you know, some of the apple flavor into the liquid. So he says it's also shehakol. Varosh kasuv de'efshim nichnas tama pri b'mayim mevarach b'ir priyotz. So the Rosh says maybe that if you get the taste of the apple into the water, it's a b'ir priyotz. Okay, so it's an interesting lashon here. Let's see how we paskin. So nun aleph peirosh shishron me'ais la'ais to bezer regil and litain tam b'mayim. Right. So we have general rules about kavush, right? Something that's sitting and being pickled, right, or sitting in liquid for 24 hours. So that's considered like you cooked it inside that liquid. So therefore, he does say that, right? He does say that that's the same as bishul. Okay, page 214. And ela shehakol, and the Shulchan Aruch says that okay, it's a shehakol. Lo havi el zeh ba'alma. He also says k'dal sifches, just like squeezing. Right, 214, Mishnah Berurah Nun Beis. Just like squeezing fruit is considered, you know, just zeya coming out, so too is cooking. Below dami lemaya de silka de chulo shilke, with the chulo shilke de mevarchan abayi pri adama, okay, the kamamis and rei sheis of base is not the same as beet juice or other vegetables that you cook and you make a bayi pri adama. As we'll see later on, mishum dahasam rov achilas osin yirakas vayde shlika. Right, that's those fruits are meant to be cooked, and therefore the fruits are bari pri adama. Right, we'll see why that's relevant here. And he says, right, mashen ken halacha beperus lavdar chay lemishlo kol kavshon halacha bein. Here, it's not the practice to go ahead and to cook fruit. Right, you don't just eat it as is. L'chein lo amrinon shi'ei shlikasan k'v'yashasan k'mosan, and therefore we don't say that the cooked version or the right being stuck in a liquid is has the same din. Now this is a little bit different because it sounds. Maybe it's okay. Maybe it's the right, maybe when it comes to the vegetables, they're meant to be cooked, and therefore the liquid is meant to be part of that vegetable, whereas here, the fruit is meant to be eaten uncooked. And when you cook it, so that's not the primary way, so therefore the liquid that comes out of the fruit is not considered part of the fruit. Mihu, but peiros shirov achilosin huayidei bishlo kvisha, but peiros that the majority of them is through bishul or kvisha that you normally cook it. Meishli kasan kvisha as kamosan umevarach alehen b'ri preitz l'kul yama. But if you normally cook a fruit, so then the liquid that's going to come out of that is going to be considered like the fruit itself, and you make a b'ri preitz. He says l'kul yama. So I don't know which fruits are typically cooked. Right, we said quinces yesterday. Right, so if you have such a fruit, then the liquid that comes out also, right? So you cook it in water, and next thing you know, you taste the water tastes like a quince. Well, right, here we're dealing with fruit, right? That's why we're not dealing with damas, because damas are more likely meant to be cooked as opposed to fruit.
I think, isn't like a kol v'chomer the juice, which you're not even changing if you normally would drink it, like, the problem with the orange juice is that we don't necessarily.
What's your question?
My question is if it's usually orange juice.
So
if oranges are usually used for their juice,
right?
So we said it's still shakol,
right?
So I would think that, but if it was some fruit that was cooked, we're saying that it would still be an eighth. That's the usual way to use it. I would think like kol v'chomer that if it's
no, again, because the assumption is that squeezing when you squeeze it out, you're just squeezing out the. the zeah, the sweat of the fruit.
Oh, you're not getting
when you cook it, you're getting like the essence of the fruit.
Okay.
Press leave.
Turn down your volume.
It's turned off.
Okay. And he says, "V'chol zeh beperos, shemitchilas netiyasim notu ladai telachem bevushal makvushim." Right, they're meant to be eaten cooked. A peros shedarken lachem chayim, but a fruit that's meant to be eaten raw. Rakshish miyavshnosim v'achachem bashnosim. Other people who dry it out and then cook it. Ein mevarch al ratvan liolam rak shahakol. Then that juice is only shahakol. Afkav zerakul lebashlan kshinuvishim. Even though everyone, once they're dried out, everybody cooks them. You come up from Tchilas Nesiyos and Lenotu Ladas, the Avdino Loch and Chaim, most of it is meant to be eaten while it is raw or uncooked. Now, he says, Alinian Flumen Yveshim, right? So assume that's a plum. Oh, Karshin, which we say is a cherry, right? Kos Vachayam to Medina Shikidalim Shem Harbi, in places where they grow a lot of plums and a lot of cherries. Most of them are meant to be converted into dried fruit. Okay, so now that's what we till now. So it sounds like very limited cases of when you, if you cook a fruit in a liquid, that the bracha will be a bayer prihoitz, right? And it's really just a case where it was grown for that purpose. Okay, now, he says, Shim Nechnas, but the Rush says that if you get the tam of the fruit into the water, Rasulam Kishit Toamin Umarkishish Tam of Priba Maim of Shalom Ashruim, Bevarach and Burpurates. When you taste it, and you can tell that it has the, you know, the fruit flavor in the water, Bevarach Burpurates, we learn in Shane of Tam College of Zebaum. We don't say it's a light taste in Zeya, because they're reading a Sif Ches. Right, this is what we had said before. There's more flavor coming in when you cook it than when you squeeze it. Now, that lechatchila one should make a shahakol, but the yavin berach bar priyot yotzam b'yayin bereishis beis ma'ashayach in yaneinu. Okay, so it sounds like fruit's a different deal than vegetables. Right, so... Right, so we don't seem to pass like this Rush, which would make sense. It's a Rabbim versus a Yachid. But, okay, it does mean that if you cook a fruit, you cook an apple, and you all of a sudden get some apple flavor inside the water, right, since apples are typically not grown to be cooked, right, even though people do make baked apples and do cook apples, right, but not that's not their primary purpose. Okay, let's go to the Baralach here. Al Oston Hamayim, Mashmud Al Peres Gufa Barachim Bracha Roilem. Right? So the only question is the water that, you know, that's now flavored by the fruit. But the fruit itself, everyone agrees you'd make a bar pre-eats if that's the kind of fruit it is. Echem Moch Mogan Avroam Mishim Rashba Val Korch Demar Shitom Lachal Ben Chai Ben Mushom. The assumption is with these fruits that they're good to eat raw, they're good to eat cooked. Dilav Hachim Barachim Gamalim Rak Shahakal Kamoral Kamas if you'd base. Otherwise, if you went ahead and you cooked the fruit, right, and it's not meant to be eaten that way, right, so then he says it would be a shahakol. Kumvura comes to Fidbe Zayinshem Shabur, Ve'afilu hachilin yaharot tevlor min shei meimeim kumosun. We don't say, again, in that case, that the liquid is like the actual fruit. Yimloshe rov achilis osin perasadei abishol, unless the majority of the usage of that fruit was through cooking. Kain tzarach levar divrei shulchanach. Uraya brewer the dover tari tapuchim isa besifiyad beis. The tovim leachol ben chayim ben mushon. Right, apples are best eaten raw or cooked. Afil hachi. Kasa barash behedjali in yamei mehen. The mevarach shalakom shum dark and lechol chayim veloy leshalak. Because the normal, even though they taste good either way, right, but the normal dark is to eat it raw. And therefore, the bracha on the juice would be a shalakom. Right, even though people do it, but it has to be the majority of their usage is strictly for purposes of cooking it. Maybe the Rashi would agree that even if it's 50-50, that would be enough to make a bar preitz. But if the minig is to only eat them raw, my shame came was it. Right? Right, they're normally eaten raw, but the machlokas is if, but some of them are eaten cooked. Okay, so he says, "Ayn shem barash v'chidush v'in yemei shlokas pol sugir shem mashkan zvareinu." Elu v'da'u d'gam ha'rush sover t'li olam avarchan emein barbreitz. The rush always says you cook a fruit, the liquid, just like vegetables, you cook a fruit, the liquid's always going to be ha'etz, right, that water mixture with whatever the fruit is. Ha'inu d'ein sarach shei rov achilos l'idei bishol. You don't need to have most people eating them cooked. You need them, at least it tastes good. Eat tov melachol rachayim, because they only taste better by raw or uncooked. Gamal peres gufim v'varchak shakash al kashim u'gushalim. Right, because then even if they got cooked, you'd still make a shahakol. Come in if you made mishmeril. If he's a pashtal, may shirias tapuchim shikur an apple kvass, right, some sort of apple cider. That would only be a shahakol. That tapuch and gufa, ain't there a chachi lost in kishen shirin? You don't typically eat the apples. The miskalpani days them of varchal and shahakol. Who may man lo other man? Right. So
you're putting a shahakol on the apple.
On the apple, because the apple is not meant to be eaten cooked.
So then, applesauce. What would you do then?
Again, we'll still get to applesauce. Right here, we're just talking about a cooked baked apple. Okay. Right. So the question is apples, right? A cooked apple. So a cooked apple should be a food that is definitely eaten. Could be eaten raw. I mean, could be eaten cooked. Even though the majority of apples are probably not eaten cooked.
And applesauces are cooked, right?
Applesauce is typically cooked, right?
Yeah.
Right, but we're here, we're not concerned about the apple at this point. I mean, we mentioned it a little bit, but we're talking more about what about the liquid in the pot. You know, now you took out all the apples, now you have the juice that's there, right? I'm sure it tastes very tasty, right? But, right, that's a machlok, whether that's an eitz or an shahakol.
So let's say fruit that's like, we get a canned fruit, so I have the juice. But what would you do with that juice now?
That's like the best part.
Right.
I think there's those cans are made just to provide the juice.
Right. I mean, it's a mixture of like sugar, some of the juice.
Right. It would probably be a shahakol. But, we have this, let's take the vegetable case, because that's, we'll get to that later. But let's say you cook some carrots, so you now have your water tastes very carrot-like. Or celery, let's use celery. It tastes very celery-like. But then you put in the chicken for the chicken soup, and you put in the whatever. Well, it no longer has that taste, so therefore it's not a, it's not going to take on the din of a fruit juice, so to speak. It becomes a mixture. It's mixed with chicken, and therefore it's going to go bust or rove or whatever.
You're saying if it's sweet, it doesn't have the taste.
If you're adding sugar, if it's added sugar, so that's going to compromise the results of drinking stam, shrias peiros.
Okay.
May shrias tzimukim uteinim or may bishulim varchalem shehakol. Right. You want to soak some raisins or figs, or you cook them. And mevarchal and shahakol. Biyotze gam harush, and the rush holds it's good as well. Okay, we'll stop there in the shulchan aruch. Okay, mevarchal and shahakol back with bottom and dalad. Mayu shishos hamayim v'natzma. Right, you're talking about you're drinking this thing by itself. Avlim ochal peros atzmon. Right, shishos hamayim gamkin. But if you're eating the fruit and you're having the liquid, so that's why again maybe the canned fruit cocktail. Would make sense to go ahead and make a bar preitz on that, and then you drink the liquid afterwards, and that's okay. Mistaber l'kuli alma, ein tzarach levarach aleim lo brachshim lo achrona d'nasi tafel la pri. Right, the water, that flavored water after you ate the fruit, right? There's no special bracha on that because it's tafel for the fruit. You make a kavanas b'shul ha'mayim, but if you really just want the water, right, the liquid part, so avachaleizim ha'peres mitchila yivarach b'preitz, and you already ate some of the fruit first, you'd make a bar priya eitz. Right, I mean, you already ate some fruit, you made a bar priya eitz. It's arachim yivarach shenis ala marach shehakol. L'arosh kor yotze b'rechaz priya eitz, okein yivarach ha'davar acher. Right, so it gives you an interesting situation where you go ahead and you eat, drink, you have this, I guess, fruit juice, and you went ahead and you already made a bracha on the fruit, so that should cover the water that was cooked with it. And he says, right, so technically you can make a shahakol, but maybe you were yotze already, and therefore go find another shahakol option. Okay, laharash. Kai Yosef kodem dehevi plug to bezev a kamer to lemaisa pasha den aktina kedei rishona levar shehakol. The we say shehakol, the yotz b'tagam dasa rashi, and the rush would agree that it works. Abalav hachi, I'll call dvar miomer shehakol yotzrei. We'll see later on that if you make a shehakol on any food, pretty much, you will be yotze. So therefore, here we have the option of a shehakol or an eitz. So Mishpura says we go with the shehakol. We call pears. It really is nafkamina, you know, for all the fruits, right? The bracha achron shalom einu ela bari nefoshos rabos. The bracha achron is the same. Our pears are shivas aminim, but if you have shivas aminim, stuff going to see mukim to einim shemivarach leim ba achronim ein shalosh. You're going to make an alha pears. Zayish tabek heichi de avid imi yesh lahamayim din apri yesh levarach halav me ein shalosh ba achrona. Right, because if it takes on the din of the pre, so you cook up some figs, well, figs require an alhaperos, and therefore the liquid will take on an alhaperos. And if they don't follow the pre, they have their own standalone set of rules, then you make a bar nefashos. Right, that one, right, you can't just go ahead and make a bracha chrona on. Right on, or break a bracha chrona on alaperos and expect to cover your bari nefashos, as we've already said, that does not work. Okay, so again, so this is talking about right peros eretz yisrael, and right now we says it's shehakol, even according to the rush. Okay, we'll stop here. 10:20 tomorrow night in my house.